It is time for sports, and that is time for Mike Causey.
They bring in the righty, Ryan Brazier, and he is going to keep Walker hitting from the more dangerous left side. Hicks at second, Sanchez is at first with one out. That one's drilled deep to right. There it goes! See ya! A three-run home run for Walker.
Well, it doesn't mean much. It staves off elimination of winning the division by one day. But it was something to play. Good morning there, Mike.
See, I disagree 100%.
What?
Because it means a lot for the Yankees. The Yankees are in a dogfight with the A's to see who hosts the bogus play-in game. And with the A's losing last night, the Yankees went from a 1.5 to a 2.5 game lead. So it means absolutely nothing for Boston. And you can see that with who they pitched last night after Rivaldi, because Workman, Brassier, and Cuevas are not their relief pitchers. These are guys from the minor leagues that they're testing to see if any of them are worthy to put on the postseason roster. So that's what happened there yesterday. And they only held, the Yankees were held to 3 hits last night. And they made 2 errors, one by Baba Booey Sanchez again, who gave the Boston a 1-0 lead for 7 innings. And it looked like that one run was going to hold up for a while. So, you know, there's a lot of games within the game. And from what I saw watching the game last night, Boston was trying out pitchers. They got a home run, a 3-run home run from an unlikely guy in Walker. And the Yankees were held to 3 hits again last night. So the Yankees beat Boston yesterday. That's good. But the Yankees' woes have not been taken care of at all. 3 hits last night, that's not good.
Well, what about...
And you can't have Sanchez missing almost a called strike, and he did it twice again in one inning, to get a run in. Yeah. I mean, they were lucky that they only gave up one run. He only did it once in that inning. He didn't do it twice. They had first and second, and they had no outs, and he had a passed ball, which put him on second and third, and they scored with a sacrifice fly. Then they would have got another fly ball out. They would have been out of the inning with no runs. And because of Sanchez, they gave up a run again.
But what about the great pitching job once again done by the Yankees starting pitcher this time?
Oh, Hap pitched good.
Yeah.
Hap pitched real good. Yeah. I didn't say anything about Hap. I'm just saying how the Yankees met minor league pitching and still only got 3 hits last night. Evaldi only gave up 2 hits in 6 innings. So it's not like he stunk out the joint. Hap gave up 4 hits in 6 innings. Both pitchers pitched well. Both starting pitchers pitched well. The difference in the game was Boston was experimenting with pitchers. The Yankees didn't, and the Yankees still only got 3 hits last night.
All right. Well, Judge came back and
hit in a nice 6-4-3 double play with a man on first and second.
He
one
hit
out.
The ball hard, though, and he's Mike. Give it up already, God! Give somebody credit every once in a while.
He
went 0-for-3 with a walk.
He went 0-for-4.
God, you are so.
He
sometimes,
went 0-for-4.
You are so unbelievably obtuse sometimes about players coming back from injury and stuff. Gosh, give him a—he's
okay,
back.
Okay, so how did Judge improve the Yankees yesterday?
Just
by being there,
emotion. Yeah.
Oh, come on, give me a break.
I'm not giving you a break. Emotion is a big part of the game.
Not baseball.
Oh, yes, it
not,
is.
It's not football.
Oh, okay,
it's not,
so I guess
it's not Willis Reed walking out of a tunnel.
So I guess the rally caps for the Mets those years that emotion
what
wasn't part of the
caps?
Game. I guess baseball players that grow beards at the start of the season and keep them there because emotion and stuff like that is not part of the game.
No, they're idiots.
BS.
They're idiots growing beards.
BS. It's emotion is part of the game.
All right, whatever you think, Marshall. I know you played a lot of innings, so you can tell.
I can tell a lot about emotion in sports. Yes, and emotion plays a lot. Physical part of it is all there. Yes.
The emotion yesterday had Sanchez and Stanton and Gregorius go a combined 0-for-10. And if you want to throw McCutchen
in there,
it's 0-for-13. About
that. I'm talking about the atmosphere in the stadium with the fans. Jesus,
oh, yeah. The fan. How many games of a fan has a fan won for anybody?
Hey, fans make a big difference at home sometimes, Mike. That's what I'm
talking
about.
Well, then we should go back to the beginning of what you said. Last night's game wasn't meaningless because if the fans mean so much to the team, then I guess they don't want to play in Oakland. They want to play in Yankee Stadium.
When you talk about emotion in sports, it's not necessarily what goes on the field. It's the emotion that happens in the stands that lifts the teams. That's all. And that's you look at it too narrow-minded with emotion. You look at it too narrow-minded.
How did that emotion do when the Yankees blew that 3-0 lead to the Red Sox?
It didn't do anything for them.
Well, there you go.
But don't
there you go.
All right, Mike, you're right. You're always right. I'm not going to argue with you. You're always right about this fact. Let's go on with sports.
Go wherever you want.
Oh, well, there's no place else to go, really. I mean, baseball is the thing to talk about right now.
Well, the Astros beat up the Mariners 7-0 last night, and the Angels helped the Yankees out, beating the Athletics 9-7 in a big loss for the A's yesterday that put them 2.5 games behind with 11 games to play. Also last night, the Dodgers took care of business against the Rockies, which extended their lead from a half game to a game and a half, and they both have 10 games to play. So there were some meaningful games in baseball last night.
Well, there's going to be a lot of meaningful games over the next 2 weeks.
Not that many, well, because there's only two races right now.
Yeah, but
you got the Western Division in the National League, and you got the wild card in the American League. Everything else is settled, cut and dry.
So that means there's two teams, the Yankees and the Royals, and the Athletics are going to be playing important games. And the other division, how many teams?
And the Dodgers and the Rockies, that's
it. Yeah, so there's four teams that are going to be playing meaningful games for the next 2 weeks.
Two series.
Not two series because they play so many different teams. Every game they play is going to be an important game.
Well, the Dodgers are playing the Rockies right now. If they sweep the series against the Rockies, it's going to give them a four-game lead with about eight to play. So that's pretty much over, too.
All right. It's going to be interesting to see what Boston does the last three games of the year with nothing on the line.
They're going to play a bunch of scrubs until the last series against the Yankees. Then they're going to play everybody.
Anyway, that's what I was talking about. Interesting to see the last three games of the season, which aren't going to mean anything to Boston, to see what they do.
Well, that's what they did last night. They threw three relief pitchers that were minor leaguers.
Well, good. They should keep doing that.
Well, maybe the Yankees will win a few more games that way.
That's exactly right.
Maybe Gregorius and Stanton and Judge might actually get a hit.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Gloom.
Gloom, I just called it. They were 0-13 last night. What do you want me to say? They did good?
No.
They did great last night. They didn't get a hit.
No.
But them being there was fantastic. It boosted hot dog sales.
It boosted the fans to have them there. Yes, it did. And if you don't think it didn't, then you're wrong.
Well, whatever.
Okay. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Whatever you think.
I'll speak to you tomorrow, Mr. Sunshine.
I'll be here.
Goodbye. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.